Welcome to Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young, and the purpose of my show is to gather, experience, and give voice to the untold stories of the divine and how the divine intervened in your life and made a difference. I have a question, and I always have the same questions. Have you ever experienced a dream of wonder and warning, or had a divine healing of some kind? Have you felt some kind of intuition, been touched by an angel, or had a near-death experience, or had a vision that resulted into divine intervention? If so, we would love to hear from you. I would love to hear from you at 1-888-627-6008. And I'll repeat it, 1-888-627-6008. And the topic of my show, and again, I just want to say this too, a non-judgmental show. This show is for healing. This is a healing space. Telling your story can be possibly heal another or heal yourself or others. And I also want to say there's a higher calling on your life. So, I mean, if you reached the show today, it was not a mistake. You were meant to contact me and be involved in the divine healing that's taking place, or just the divine presence that's here with me. So today's, this evening topic is, what type of messenger are you? And what I mean is, what type of thoughts are you thinking? Are you thinking positive thoughts? I mean, it all shows. Are you thinking negative thoughts? You wouldn't think that these things make a difference. You know, the thoughts you think determines the type of messenger you are. Did you know that? You are a messenger and you show up in this world. And you have to present yourself a certain kind of way, and you think, oh, maybe nobody knows what I'm thinking. But I tell you, we all transparent, and we do know how you're thinking in the way you show up. Do you think that the thoughts affect your body? Yes, thoughts, you know, affect your body. It affects your body and your body language. It affects everything, your intentions, how you show up. So I just want to know, what type of messenger are you? Or what type of messenger do you want to be? Or do you know what type of message are you, you know, displaying to the world? And like I say, I'm going to tell you this, divine listeners, that we all come from the divine, and we all have a purpose, and we all come down here as divine messengers, and we all come down and help. Everything is positive when we come down here. And I mean, not come when we're born. I'm saying coming down here because I know we all come from heaven. We all come from a beautiful place. But when we all come down here, we are messengers. We all got something to tell. We have something to communicate to each other. We have gifts. We have all types of things. But somehow in our childhood, or just being down here, or being contacted with everything that's already been programmed down here, our messages get stuck. I mean, we don't know what our message, we don't know what type of messenger we are. You know, if we have been in a terrible family situation, or our situation hadn't been that great, or sometimes we can still be in a positive family and stuff and still don't know, quite know, because society has always already been set up. It's already been kind of programmed. We program when we get here. And so we quite don't know how we fit in. We think we should be a certain way, and then what God have us, we don't even know. Sometimes we don't know. But the closer you get to God, the closer you plan. Some of us do know what type of messengers. I'm not saying all, but I'm just asking, just to, you know, get you thinking, what type of messenger am I? I ask myself, what am I presenting? Because I can be a different messenger every day, but I choose to be a divine. And what you really want to be is, you want to be a divine messenger each time. And if you're a divine messenger, your messages just won't get mixed up or mixed signals or whatever. If you can stay in the divine mind, and you know, guys, I'm going there. You got to be in the divine mind to be a divine messenger. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be a divine messenger. That way, when we come out to the world, or we're trying to communicate to people, or we're trying to be confident in this world, or get through it, navigate through this world, we got to be a divine messenger. or you can, I'm calling it divine, but you know, it's really about God, Jesus Christ, the self, the Christ consciousness that's within us. And that's what I'm saying, but I will interchange the, you know, the different message. I mean, the different names, God, Jesus, all of that, but there is a higher spirit and I call him God or Christ consciousness. I call it the divine, but we all come from this divine. We all, you know, we're born in it and it's a beautiful thing. You look at a baby, it's, you already beautiful. You come from heaven. You come from all this, but it's programming all around us, guys. When we come here, it's already set up. You should do this. You should be, you know, you should want these toys. You should want these. All this is programmed. Somebody, our ancestors already programmed this thing of how we should be, or this environment is already set up. And it's not necessarily set up with the same thing that's spiritual, like with God. Matter of fact, it's opposite a lot of times. I'm just going to say it's opposite of what God want us to do and be, but we don't know that. We're innocent of it, some of us. A lot of us, we do know. Our parents did tell us about God, and we do seek God out ourselves, and we do know how we should show up, and we're showing up. I'm not saying we're not, but it's just a question, you know, what type of messenger are you? What are you bringing? What are you thinking every day? How do you bring, you know, how do you show up in the world? Are you angry at everything? Is everything a complaint? I mean, are you showing up like that where you complain about everything? Are you're looking for the blessings? Are you looking for the best things in everything? Or are you looking at the worst things? Are you looking at lack? Are you looking at abundance? I mean, what, where are you showing up? I mean, what type of message do you want the world to know about you? Do you want them to know that, you know, I'm strong, I'm self-sufficient, I'm divine, I'm beautiful, I'm here to help. You know, we all got our talents. We all got our jobs, really, to do. And we need to do them. And we need to do them in divine ways. Because if we don't do them in divine ways, we can be reckless. It's already programmed to be this way. It is programmed to be, you know, in a divine way too. All the ways are here. It's just that you have to choose. And God gave us free will, guys. I mean, he ain't making you do nothing. But see, your free will lets you know what choices you're making and what type of vibes, what is attracting to you, what type of people you're attracting at work or wherever. If you're attracting a lot of violence and you say, well, I'm not that violent, but you're attracting a whole lot of stuff, a lot of mess. What are you sending out? What types of thoughts are you sending out? Hate or something you mad about or angry about from the past? And sometimes we don't even know what we're sending out. We don't know what type of messages we're sending. Sometimes I just be angry, something from the past, and I be sending out messages, and I wonder why all these people got attitudes. But I said, these people got attitudes. What is wrong with that woman? Or what's wrong with that man? They all seem like the attitude. And it, I can't pay attention because I'm not really engaged in what my thoughts are. I think these are the people that's around me. I think it's them, but really it's me. I'm not paying attention to what's going on with me. I'm paying attention to all these people that's around me that has these bad attitudes. And, you know, if I just say this, I always notice about myself, if in a week I continue to accumulate a lot of negativity, I'm not saying it's fault or whatever. I'm just saying you got to watch the way you think. And I'm saying you have to think about what you're saying and what type of environment you're setting up. And that's what I mean by messenger. What are you thinking? And when you think, guys, you think it stay up in your head, right? You think all your thoughts stay up in your head. Baby, I'm going to tell you this. As the spirits know, their thoughts all, it goes through your whole body, everything. It's called a vibration setup. It starts in the head. It starts, you know, in the mind. But it really transferred to your whole body. It's your whole body language. It's what you're giving off. And you think you don't know you're giving it off. And sometimes I didn't know it. You know, I'm walking around like, what's wrong with that person? That person has an attitude. And I'm saying, and I'm a got an attitude too. And I'll end up with an attitude. And I'm like, but it's really me that started it up. But I don't know. I'm not aware all the time. So I'm looking at other people. I'm pointing a finger. This, that, this is wrong. That's wrong. I'm complaining. And I'm in. And if I'm habitual in it, and every day it's a complaint, and I'm watching TV with it, I'm talking to neighbors about it, and I'm got this energy about myself that, oh, this place is so this and this is so that, you know, and I don't have that good energy, and I'm not really paying attention. I'm not really told it starts with me and not with other people. Then I'm not aware of what type of messenger am I. And so you go around blaming others. Well, they said that. You know, you did it and you let other people predict your world on what they're doing outside of you. But the truth of the matter is you need to be looking at yourself and your thoughts and your body language and your the way you're carrying yourself. You need to look at that. And that's what I mean by what type of messenger are you? Because we're all from God. We're divine beings and we all have a message. We all have gifts. We all have beautiful things to share. But if they're clogged up with messed up thoughts, negative thoughts, thoughts of the past, thoughts that hurt you, people that hurt you. I mean, it's valid. I'm not saying it. It is valid. It has its place. But if you let that be home, if you let that be your home and it dominates your whole being every day. I mean, we have our complaints and we don't have good days every day. Because believe me, I don't have a good day every day. But I must say, most of my days are very good because I am conscious. I do meditate in the morning. I do try to find out what thoughts I'm thinking, what's coming through me and to me. Because you always got to be aware. And nobody else can do this for you, by the way, divine listeners. Nobody can do this for you. You have to be your own investigation. You have to be your own. What am I thinking? And another way is what type of interaction, what type of results are you receiving? And that's another way, a telltale thing. You know, what type of results, what type of interaction am I having on a day-to-day basis with people? I can kind of tell throughout the week. If I'm kind of in arguments, two or three arguments, and they're all kind of negative, I'll have to look at myself and say, Karen, what is going on with you? You done had argument. And yeah, it'll seem like it's the other person. I mean, it would, and it might be, but it's something I'm doing. Something I'm carrying within my body and my vibration and my thoughts, something I'm vibrating at a level that I'm pissed off at that I don't know. So, and then I'll talk about the positivity. You know, it's just not, I just had to bring the negative up to let you know you had to be aware of it. But there's a positive vibration that people around you, they want to be around you when you're positive. You can feel good by yourself being positive, but then you attract certain people when you're positive and you attract certain good situations. I mean, things seem to flow. You're in the flow of things because your thoughts are flowing in the right direction. I mean, divine is there. It's able to come through you and it's able to get into your body as well. Like I said, your vibration is at another level. It's at a higher level where you reach in those type of people, that type of frequency where, oh, okay, how you doing today? People who didn't speak to you will speak to you. Hi, how are you? How are you? And you're feeling good. So you're in a vibration. Your transactions, your affairs are much better, going much smoother. You say, wow, I had a good day today. But sometimes you don't even realize. You just say, oh, I had a good day, which is fine. But if you conscious of it, you can be like this most of the time. And you can have most of the time you can feel in this state, and then you feel like this, you'll know you off. But if your negative state is your dominant state, your messages, that's your whole message. You're a messenger of that. You let all these outside things take over. You let them dictate to you instead of you saying, I'm going to be this way. I'm going to think this way. I'm going to allow God to flow through me in a positive way. And this is conscious thinking. You're thinking on a conscious, you're thinking on purpose then, guys, divine listeners, you're thinking on purpose. And that's what you want. You want to think on purpose. And so the message is, try to be a positive divine messenger. And you have to check. This is something you have to do on a day-to-day basis. You have to see what type of thoughts you think, and you have to feel how you're feeling. And if sometimes you don't, you just don't feel good. And sometimes you don't even try to make it, you know, yourself, you know, it's like, I'm just having, and some days it's like, I'm like, I don't know, I'm just not feeling well. I don't know, vibration, whatever. You know, I'm just feeling this way, and I'm going to work, put my clothes on. I try to, you know, my meditation is be all off, whatever, you know, I'm being honest. You know, it just seems like it's not working. I don't know. It's not flowing. I don't know. I just get in my car and just, I do pray. I do. I stay. I'm like, Lord, help me today. I'm serious. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I just don't look like the meditations is working. I just look like I've been, my thoughts are just everywhere. And so in those type of days, I just pray. I said, Lord, guide my days, guide my thoughts. Just, you know, help me, Lord, you know. And then I get through it, you know, and then whatever. Sometimes I just have a, you know, unpleasant day. But I notice if I'm conscious of it, and this is what I do every morning, and I stay grateful, you know, because gratefulness, that kills a lot of negativity. You stay grateful. I mean, you can't be in a too much of a bad mood, because you ain't in no other country where, you know, I mean, you could be, but it's always somebody worse or being done worse. I mean, if you stay grateful, even if you had a piece of bread today, or, you know, you say, Lord, thank you for that. You know, God like a thankful, grateful person, and he always give you and reward you, give you more. You got to stay grateful. God loves that. God loves, even if you got the little bit, if you're grateful for that, you get more. I mean, genuinely grateful. Not I'm just grateful for whatever. I'm thankful. No, I'm talking about a grateful heart. I mean, really, a grateful heart that, Lord, thank you for, you know, waking me up this morning. I could have, you know, died in my sleep, you know. You know, thank you. I mean, if you're feeling not good, or you're sick or something like that, you just thank God anyway. You just thank him. You say, Lord, I thank you. I'm not feeling good. My chest is hurting. I got cancer. Whatever. Stay grateful, even in those situations. I mean it. Stay grateful. Find something you can be grateful for. You know, if you're eating, drinking a cup of coffee, or thank you for this cup of coffee. You know, just stay grateful in whatever it is. I just thank God for everything, because, you know, it's just, that's the way I feel. I feel grateful. I just thank God for, I thank God for this show. Just talking to the listeners. I mean, I just think that it went down like this, and that I can express myself in this way. And so I am very grateful to express myself in the way that God want me to, and the divine that flows through me. So this is all a blessing to me and everything in my life. And I just thank God for the smallest thing. I may be crazy, but I be thanking God for everything. And it works, guys. It really works. Just do it. Just say, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You know, whatever. I mean, you may not, whatever. Divine, interchange, Christ consciousness, Jesus. Thank you for all that is. Because you, once you do that, and you get in that thankful mode, and you get in that grateful mode, you get up. You and I tell you what I do every morning. I write about 10 things down, what I'm grateful for. Even the things that I haven't received yet, I thank God for them before they get there. That's faith. So you got to thank God before it even get there. That's just faith. You know, thank you. You know, if you're trying to get a car, if you don't have one, you put that down. You say, thank you for the new car. Right along with the food and the waking up this morning with hot and cold water. People don't know how blessed they are. They just don't know. You got everything in front of you, the convenience one. And the ones that don't have as much convenience, you still better off than somebody, you know. And so you have got to be grateful for the things that you take for granted. I mean, I just take for granted. It's food in the refrigerator. You know, you're blessed with that. You got breakfast. You got a job, you know. But you can choose to complain and be another messenger and just say all what you don't have. and get into that. You know, I don't have this, you know, I ain't got as big as, you know, I got a TV, but it ain't big as my neighbors. I mean, what they got, I got a 32 inch, they got, well, it's always going to be somebody having, you know, just be grateful that you do have a 19 inch or whatever. I don't know. I'm just saying. It's always going to be somebody doing better than you or worse than you. So you're in that middle. So you, when you're in that middle, it's either A or B. It's relatively. It's like, okay, I'm in it. So I'm going to be grateful where I'm in. I mean, you're that B, as I say, A, B, C. You're in that middle where it's always going to be somebody, you know, on either side, better or worse. So you're in that middle and you stay grateful. You stay grateful in that middle and things come. It, guys, it do. You get more blessings. And you're not saying you're grateful just to get more blessings. Be really grateful from the heart because that's where it's at. The heart is where everything is. That's where God lives. And I just want to be the best messenger because I haven't always been the best messenger because I've always, you know, known myself to be the way I am. I've grown over the years and I've been angry and even here recently about things, and I would have to ask God to let me go because then I have that hate growing. It's like, you know what? I can't stand this person. You know, this person really. But, you know, another thing, I'll just tell you what I do. I just tell you guys what I do, divine listeners, about the things that, you know, people irritate you, and they do. I'm not going to lie. You know, I ain't saying it's just you all. You know, you got some irritations there where, you know, the people around you or, you know, exes, the baby father, the baby mother, mother-in-law, all the in-laws, whatever, that you all don't quite get along. And it can be really sticky. And if you in places where, you know, you say, oh, I can get out of there. Sometimes you can't. You're in it. This is your brother or your sister, whatever. And they sitting up there and they irritating the hell. And I know this is crazy, but this is what I do. This is what I learned to do because I'm in a coaching program as well. And I learned a lot in the coaching program that I'm in. And it told me, I read this through the coaching program, that if you're really having problems and stuff like that, you write a list of 10 things when you get up first thing in the morning that you're grateful for. I know this ain't got to do with your problem. I mean, you could have a problem, but, you know, gratefulness, it does kill a lot of stuff. So just try it. You know, if it don't work, it don't work. You can say, I ain't tried. You know, I don't know, Karen, that didn't work for me. But just try it. But it's like this. You wake up, first thing you do. I mean, because if you go to bed with all these things on your mind, you're going to wake up with whatever you went to bed with. That's another thing. So if you go to bed, I do the grateful list before I go to bed and just thank God. Thank you, Jesus, for the day. You know, try to get the highlights of the day or the wins of the day. And, you know, try to go to sleep with something positive on your mind, or not all your troubles. Because if you sleep the subconscious mind and the mind, like I was telling you, it plays over and it's trying to find all the negative things that you're talking about or the positive things, either or what's going on in your mind. It's trying to pull all those things up and bring them to manifestation. And you sleeping with it, it's going to come up again when you wake up. So anyway, divine listeners, what you do is you go to bed with you try to go to bed with a clear mind. You can pray, you know, whatever your ritual is, you know, I don't know, you can meditate. I do, but I do a prayer. But you know, when you get done doing it, you calming down, because this is where the mind and the subconscious mind is at, and you calming down, you in that alpha state or whatever you call it. I don't know all the states. I'm not going to pretend like I know all the, but I know that you're in the common state where you just getting ready to go to sleep. But right before you go to sleep, you know, you write your grateful list down, maybe, you know, 10 or 5 or whatever, you know, your grateful thing. That's what Oprah talks about too. I mean, she talks about her grateful journal and stuff like this. This is what, you know, the positive people that's growing in that wants to stay positive and move ahead, move forward in their life and not have so much negativity. Anyway, I'm going to get to it. You write the, I guess you say, Karen, get to it. You write your 10 list things that you're most, I mean, and this got to be from the heart. It can be, but it can be, you know, like I said, from a cup of coffee, whatever it is that made you highlight today, you know, say, Lord, oh, I was able to do that project, you know, good. You know, and if you wasn't able to do that, put that down. Don't put down nothing disturbing. You want to be grateful for all. And sometimes you can just say, Lord, I'm grateful for, you know, my family, my friends, my, you know, my job, whatever it is. If you can get five down, fine, but you're in a different state because you're grateful. And you kind of ponder those things for a little while, a little bit, you know, you just say, you know, thank you. You know, you know, heartfelt, and you just kind of, you know, and that puts you in a good kind of state of mind before you go to bed and you pray or whatever, meditate or whatever you do. And when you go to sleep, you'll sleep. And guys, when you wake up, you notice that when you go to sleep with the same thought, you kind of get up where you left off. You'll get off wherever you left off. And you say that MF did this to me before you go to bed. I can't stand him. I'm serious. You go to sleep with that on your mind, and you and I'm telling you, wake up angry. Oh, your thought goes back where it left last night. You get up angry. You say, and I said, and you leave off on the same. So, guys, so anyway, you do that and you go to sleep, and so you can be in a better frame of mind. And then you wake up, you'll wake up in a different state. And, you know, and then you do the same thing. If you like, I do. I'll get up in the morning. I say, thank you, Jesus, for waking me up. And I write those things down. But then also, this is the part I wanted to tell you about, that, you simply say, Lord, I'm all right. My list and thankful, but then you write three people that's irritating you. I mean, irritating. It could be a boss. It could be a coworker that's just a thorn in your side. You can't get rid of this person. It could be your husband. I don't know if he's going to be next to you, but you don't let him see you write his name down. You make sure you write don't write his whole name down. Just write this name is Bobby, put a B, or I don't know, but don't let him anyway. Whatever. Don't let him know you're putting it down. But a person that irritates you, you put their name or their initial down or whatever. God know what their name is. You know what their name is, and you feel it. And what you do is, in this moment, you put their name down and you ask God, you say, Lord, I just want to release all the hate, all the hostility, the resentment that's going on through me. You ask God to release it, and then you have to do this, guys. I know you just got to release the hate and the resentment, whatever it is that's going on. You just ask God to resent it. And then you ask him to, you have to send good to him. I know you don't want to. I know I didn't want, when coach told me to do this, I'm like, what? Send good to them? I ain't feeling that way. But I'm telling you, it worked. I was so angry with this person, ex of mine, whatever. I ain't going to go into it. I ain't mention no names. But I was so angry. It was just stuck in me. I didn't know what kind of way. I had prayed different kind of ways. But when I did this, kind of helped me. It really did. Because I released it. I asked God to release it. But I released it to his highest good. Guys, did you hear that? I know it's crazy. But I said, Lord, release him to his highest good. Release him to his highest good. Let everything work out for him and bless him and release him to his highest good. Or whoever, then you go on the next on the list, the boss, the chick that gets on your nerves, or the guy, whoever, you know, your boss. And you go and you say her name. So I release my resentment towards this person, Lord. Let me release my resentment and hatefulness. Let me release this resentment or hatefulness against this person. Whatever it is, the negative, you just ask God to release. And then you say, I release this person to her highest good again. You say, oh, no, it don't feel right when you're doing it at first. I'm like, oh, no, Jesus, I don't know. Because, see, this person got on my very last nerve, but I didn't know what else to do. I just had to try it. And so you know, three people, or if it's five people, but you can't be all day because you got to go to work or wherever you got to go. But, you know, the ones that's really on your nerves, on your everlasting nerves, you have to ask God to release it. And guys, it worked. I mean, I kept trying it. I kept doing it. And then you ask God after that and you say, Lord, please guide me through my day. You ask God to guide you, give you guidance. And you go on through your day, or you meditate, or do whatever it is you need. But that works with the, and I'm telling you, I've had several people at work, the ex, all that, and it changed. I'm telling you, guys, it changed. You just try it, you know, and put it on a piece of paper. I mean, first be in your grateful mood before you do that. And if you can't, before you think of that person, if it's a really bad, you know, you think of your dog or whatever that put you in a grateful mood, or your child, a loved one, or whatever that kind of gets you in a better mood before you, you know, encounter with the person that you're trying to release. And then that'll help a little. And then you ask God to release the hate from your heart, the resentment from your heart. And, you know, that way you release, because I'm going to tell you guys, all that does is just mess up your message for the day. You know, you tend to be a great messenger for God and a divine messenger for God, but all this stuff is just right here. It's all over. I told you, it's all in your body. And you think that people can't transmit all that, but you can. You're transmitting all the time. We all are transmitting whatever that's going on all the time. We don't know it, but we are, because we're spiritual beings, you know. You be picking up thoughts. We're picking up vibrations all the time. We do it. We're so good at it, we don't even know we do it. But we're divine beings. We're spiritual beings. And but we have so much stuff going down here that we can't. It's all just blocking, you know, the way we feel, our blessings. It's blocking all this. So, you know, I just tell you from my experience and stuff like that. It ain't something that I don't be experiencing. And I just found that it was much more helpful, because I don't know, I had prayed for years on this person, had got on my, I was like, I don't know how. I said, Lord, I prayed, I visualized, I'm like, this person got on my nerve. I mean, really, and I want to say nerve, but I was really pissed off. I was really feeling some resentment. It was building in my body, guys, building in my heart, in my chest. I was so angry. I had to, one time I had to really scream it out. I had to really scream it in, because I was holding on to it. And I was, guess I was trying to be positive. And sometimes you can't be positive on top of it. Oh, okay. Caller.
Hello?
Welcome to Divine. Yes.
Hi there. Hi. I was actually hoping, you know, I could ask James Gilliland a question, but he's not there, I guess. But I don't know when I can talk to him or ask him a question, or how does that work?
You can ask a question to me if you like. This is Karen, a Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. You can ask your question.
Okay. I don't know if you can help me with this question, but as far as the U.S. dollar goes, if and when it collapses, what happens to people who have been saving cash under, like, for example, their mattress? Like, will their cash suddenly overnight become useless when the U.S. dollar collapses?
I don't know. I don't think this is the show for that. This is a Divine Intervention spiritual talk show, and I don't know that. So I'm sorry, I can't answer that question. God bless. So, guys, I'm back to the show. I had so much hate going on and inside me, and so I just didn't know how to handle it. I tried to put band-aids on it. I don't know. I was trying to deal with the way I was feeling. I wasn't really feeling it. Sometimes you can be positive. Ain't nothing wrong with that and stuff like that. That's why it's deeper than being positive. It's really releasing a lot of stuff. Beyond that, you have to deal with the issue. And I don't ask nobody to just put a band-aid on anything that's really heartfelt. But I was trying to deal with my ex in a certain kind of way. regarding my daughter, real talk, you know, spending time and being more. And it just felt like I just wasn't getting nowhere. And guys, I was praying, but it just felt, but I was angry too. So it was like, I had to remove the anger in a way where I can, deal with myself. I thought I was dealing with for a while, but I was very angry, guys, and it was coming up in my body. And this is why, wow, no, I'm just not talking just to be talking. It was coming up in ways. So like I said, I did shout it out. I did. It did feel good when I shouted and did that. It did, but it just rose back up in ways. I'm like, I have to find a way to release this. This was toxic. This was my message, you know. I mean, if the daughter asked any question about her father, I was trying to be, you know, he didn't pick you up or whatever it was anger there. So, and my daughter could see that, you know, I didn't feel like he was being the type of, you know, father I felt like he should. And then, you know, I had to deal with those issues to be real talk with you guys. And so I, you know, this was the way that helped me. I tried a different way. I'm not saying other words. I'm just saying this helped me in a way where I can release. And then I just released him to his highest good, because that's what the deal was. I didn't want to release him to his highest good, to be honest with you. I really did. And so, I guess that's where the whole thing changed. I was wishing him some other stuff that wasn't no highest good. Shoot, it was some you can kiss my you know what. I'm being honest. But so when I tried this, I'm like, well, I don't know. This, all right. You know, so I had, that's why I had to be in a grateful mood first. I had to be in a mode where I can, receive the whatever, God's divine, whatever, to do that. But anyway, it did work. It's working now. I'm much calmer. And with my supervisor, you know, it was with her too. She was acting up and stuff. So I put her name down, did the same thing. And I'm telling you guys, when I released her to a high school and I asked God to release that hate from me, hey, I was a better messenger, guys. I came to work. And I had a different attitude toward I had a different attitude toward her, because I wasn't carrying that hate. I wasn't carrying it. My message to her was, hey, I'm fine. And my message to myself and my subconscious mind and my body language was different. I wasn't carrying that way. And this is what I mean. What type of messenger do you want to be? What message are you, messenger? Are you willing to become a divine messenger, or a messenger that's carrying around a lot of things, a lot of guilt, a lot of whatever that we carry around? Negativity, anger, resentment, sad, or even sad, you know, what do you want to convey? And I want to be the best Karen I can be. I want to be the best messenger I can be. I want to be helpful, joyful, abundance, give as much light and love to everyone I meet, to the listeners, and just anybody I can touch that I can touch, that God worked through me, through the divine. And this is what my show is really about. It's about touching through the divine and really hearing you guys' story. So I will, say it again. If you have a story that you want to, touch upon, or some situation you want to touch upon, I mean, be talking all this, but you can at 1-888-627-6008. You can tell your story, or you can have a comment or whatever. I'm open for that. But I'm just telling you, through my experience being a messenger for God, a messenger for the divine, a messenger for Christ consciousness, is the way to go. You're much more calmer. You know, you're confident. You don't have to worry about that, because you're conscious of what you're saying. And a being, it's not like you're a police, a thinker police, where you thought police, where you just, you can't sit there and think about it. But if you generally kind of pay attention to yourself and what you're saying is very important, and how you convey it and all that, everything, all that I'm saying about it is being a messenger. your thoughts, your speaking, how you speak to people, what way you speak to people, all that matters. How you perceive yourself, if you more seeking for the divine and you're seeking in that positivity, you in that frequency, you're like, yeah, I'm in a frequency. How can I help you? You know, or you can receive help as well. You know, it's not all of that, but some, you can receive it as well too, because you're constantly giving it, but you're not giving it to receive. This is just the way you are. This is where your vibration is, because you're doing your work with yourself. Because guys, divine listeners, nobody can do it for you. There's nobody can do it. I mean, who can police your mind? I mean, yeah, I'll just say that somebody can do it. I mean, if you letting the outside world do it, yeah, they can run your subconscious mind. If you don't do it, the people will. They will run your subconscious. They'll tell you how to think. And that's what I'm saying. When we came here, we were divine and we were born and it was already programmed down here like this. Yeah, it was already in effect, because thoughts are really powerful. All people don't know. They're very thoughtful and they're vibrate. Your thoughts and your voice, all that vibrates. So if you're putting out some venom and you're angry, that is being felt, you know, but really it's more about, it's being felt within you, within your body. And that's what I mean. What type of messenger are you? And what type of messenger am I? And what type of messenger do you want? Do you choose to be? And I'm constantly choosing every day to be the divine messenger, be the best I can be the person that I can. When you feel me and you come in a room, it's a positive vibe. And you don't know why you want to be around this person. And, you know, you got good vibes. Everybody wants to be around good vibes. Even, you know, other negative people. Oh, you negative. You know, nobody really wants to be around a person that's negative or got carrying being a negative messenger. I mean, and that's their state of mind. I know we all can stay in it. We fluctuate. But if that's your dominant state of mind, then, you know, you're giving those messages, you're giving those vibes out, you know, we want to be a positive messenger for God. At least I do. I want to be a divine messenger for God and give out those thoughts. So that's what I do. I, you know, constantly, I check throughout the day. Like I said, I don't police myself, because I got things to do. I work. I got to, you know, do things home. I'm a mother too, and you know, I got a beautiful grandbaby, and all these good things is going on, and all just life. Period. You know, you got to cook, do all these, but you know, you have to stop during the day a couple of times a day and say, "How am I thinking? How am I doing?" You know, because ain't nobody going to do it. They'll ask you how you're doing, but they don't know what you're thinking and what you're going through. So you have to do it yourself. Say, "Where am I? You know, what, you know, what type of thoughts am I? What's going on?" You know, and you just have to do it briefly. You know, sometimes you have to take a deep breath, you know, relax, you know, maybe in the, you know, break room, whatever. Get to yourself. You know, nobody can do these things for you. Calm yourself down. Breathe in and out, you know, and take life a little lighter. You do have to take life lighter, because you know, you can be all heavy, bombarded with stuff, the things from the outside telling us this, that, everybody telling, you know. So it's really us really getting more cutting the phone off, cutting all the devices down, all that, because in the end it's you and God, it's you and the divine, that's where the connection is, you know. So you want to stay connected. And you want to stay in a positive connected. You can stay connected negatively. You know, God give a choice, you know. And, you know, it is some in between. You can be all right sometime, but just don't let negativity and life weigh you down in your body, where your message, when you come out in the world, you're a messenger of just mixed up, you know, where you all, you know, mixed up in all your messages. And they're coming out all kind of ways, and your vibes all messed up, and you just stressed out, you know. So we got to keep ourselves, you know, stress free, and doing the best we can. So I like to tell you my stories and how I situation. But anyway, that's the method I use, and I think it's a good method, along with praying and meditating and breathing and, you know, doing. I don't do yoga. Maybe I should do it. I might look into it. But all these things that could help you, whatever it is that you on your mind, whatever make you happy, whatever make you laugh, because laughter is another thing that helps. Laughter, I find myself laughing all the time. Find reasons to laugh, just laugh at myself, which is, ugh. Sometimes I can't laugh at myself. I'm like, damn, why can't you laugh at yourself? It's just so serious at this time, you know. And I look and say, oh, it's not that serious. And I just laugh at myself. I'm like, oh, you know, it's not that serious. You know, life ain't that serious. Just be in the frame of mind where you can always, you know, get out of it. But only you can do it. You have to be conscious too, divine listeners. You got to be conscious of it or it just won't, you know, happen. I mean, either be on automatic. I'll just tell you, your brain, or subconscious mind, just be on automatic. It just think all kind of thoughts, whatever, what it's been thinking all the time, whatever. And if that's good, then that's good too. I mean, if it's been positive and you put it on them, that's wonderful. Then you're getting good results, you're feeling good, then, you know, put it on automatic. I mean, if it's working for you. But you still have to always do it. It's not going to stay, I know, in life. It's just going to fluctuate, so you do have to. Just pay attention. Pay attention to your life. Pay attention to the type of messages you're sending out and being the person God and Christ consciousness divine want us to be and what he sent us down here to be and what type of things you want drawn, people you want drawn to you. You want good people. You want people that enhance you, expand you, expand your mind, and for the good. And we all want to help each other. So that's, you know, what I'm getting out of this. And that's what type of messenger I want to be. And I tend to be. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm working on being a better person every day and a better messenger and how I present myself in the world, how I show up, you know, just show up confident, bold and powerful. And that comes from God. When you can do that, you're like, okay, I can show up bold. I don't have to be, you know, scared of this world. You know, we're so scared of this world. We're so scared of the outside because we've never looked in the inside. We never knew what we were really about. We never knew. Everybody told us, you know, what we were about. And this and that and the other. So just look within, you'll get without. If you don't go within, you'll do without. So you need to really pay attention to your thoughts, what you're thinking, how you go to sleep at night, what's on your mind. All that really counts. You wouldn't think it and you don't believe it when you walk in the street, but then you do know it. You have it because you'll see somebody crazy walking down the street with a crazy message that you don't want near you, and you'll know it. You'll say, oh, that you'll call it something else, but they showing up as a message, but what type of message? Jerk. So you're like, I don't want none of that. You know what I'm saying? You crazy, you look weird, or you get these vibes, and all in what he's thinking, what's going on with him. And it's coming out in his body language, it's coming out in her body language. You don't want to be near him. But if that, like I said, that positivity, you say, oh, I want more of that. At least most people want more of the positive. Well, some are more the negative, and they go, and they got the same mind. They haven't checked their mind. They haven't ran through, you know, they haven't gotten touched. So they stayed in that frame of mind that was negative. So they're drawing people that. So it seems normal to them. That's another thing what I'm saying. It seems, it's a dominating mind, and that's when it gets automatic when I'm saying it. It gets normal to them, to you. And it becomes your dominant thoughts, and you become a dominant messenger in that way. You're showing up that way. That's not who you are, but you haven't policed and went within enough and got with God and, you know, stayed within. And so therefore you don't know what your message is. You just, you know, it's on that same message it was, you know, years ago. Some people don't change and they still hanging on with the same, hey, buddy, it ain't nothing changed. That, so you still drawing these same type of people. And that's what I'm saying. You never change because you never asked yourself questions. You never went within. You never, you know, got deep enough to know who you really are. You really are divine messenger from God. That's what you are, but you did not know it, or you don't know it, and you have to really look for it. And so, but I do want to say something about this book, The Four Agreements. That's a good book, guys, by Don Miguel. I'm going to say it. Rizal, I don't know exactly how to say his last name, but it's Rizal. Anyway, it's called The Four Agreements. And he says in this, he said, be impeccable with your words. Speak your integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using words to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your words in direction of the truth and love. This is a great book, guys. You need to go out and get it. The last name is R-U-I-Z. I'm sorry, but it's Don Miguel R-U-I-Z. I'm saying it wrong. But anyway, it's The Four Agreements. It's a great book. I read it. That's kind of where I got a lot of my information from. But it's, you know, it tells you about, you know, to be impeccable with your words, you know, and you know, say only what you mean and avoid the word you speak against yourself and, you know, gossiping towards yourself and others. So I just wanted to say that. I wanted to, you know, say that, you know, being a divine messenger is what it's really all about. In order to be that, you have to really go within and check your thoughts, monitor them. Like I said, don't police them, but monitor them throughout the day. Monitor yourself, and that way you stay positive. You give out positive vibrations, and you give out love, and you'll get it back. I promise. You'll get it back. It's not that you're not going to have challenges, but you'll know how to deal with your challenges when you're in a grateful mood, in a grateful way. And so that is for, that does it for now, guys. My next show is June the 30th, 8 Central Time. We will continue our divine discussion. In the meantime, I want you to contact me at divfromdarktolight@gmail.com. I'll hear from you guys next time, divine listeners, and God bless. And have a good week and be great divine messengers.